The San Francisco Giants tonight try to even the World Series. The Anaheim Angels took a 2-1 lead last night, beating the Giants 10-4 at San Francisco's Pac Bell Park. Now that the games have moved to San Francisco, the hometown fans are giving the series a different look. Giants orange and black are the dominant colors, replacing the Angels' red. Instead of people shaking rally monkeys, television is showing boaters waiting to chase home run balls that land in the water outside the park. And San Franciscans are getting their chance to return insults. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that the series is giving new life to California's North-South rivalry.
So you think these little baseball games have been competitive? Check out what's been going on in the stadium parking lots.
There's California and there's Northern California.
What separates California from Northern California?
Oh, come on, look at them. They're freaks. My God.
It was hardball with no batting helmets outside Anaheim's Edison Field Sunday. Angels fan John Sneavely and his Southern California friends were having a tailgate party before Game 2 and explaining why this series is more than just baseball. It's personal. Beating the Giants also is beating the North, said Fred Massino, who searched for just the right words of contempt.
They're elitist. Elitist liberals, which is a hard thing to be, but they are.
And proud of it, says Northern Californian Alan Beals. Before yesterday's Game 3, Beals was tailgating outside San Francisco's Pac Bell Park with his friends and fending off the verbal attacks from the South with a few of his own.
The real people live in Northern California. The phony people live in Southern California. They spend all their time on the freeway. They don't trust air that they can't see, so that they don't know what real living is all about. In Northern California, we have it all. We're very appreciative. They can come and visit, but please go home.
And with that, Alan Beals lifted his wine glass, took a sip of Old Vine Zinfandel, and turned back to his party. Obviously needing some sort of officiating in this cutthroat regional competition, I turned to Joel Kotkin. He studies and lectures on urban planning and is writing a book on the history of cities. Kotkin, who lives in Southern California, says the North-South rivalry is built on outdated stereotypes. For instance, Anaheim and surrounding Orange County are not just defined by Disneyland, freeways, housing developments, and right-wing John Birchers.
Orange County is a major high-tech area, has a fairly well-educated population, is extremely ethnically diverse, has a thriving Asian community, a thriving Latino community.
I met my Northern California stereotype buster on the corner of Powell and Ellis in downtown San Francisco. Rob Morse writes a column for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he says the city and the region are not just about snobby, wealthy, childless people.
A few blocks from here, you will find dozens of seedy bars filled with people down on their luck, people who work hard for a living. This neighborhood we're in has 5,000 children in it, mostly the children of immigrants. It's a vital part of the city. Poor, but vital.
The baseball fans aren't all yuppies either. Consider this scene outside Pac Bell Park yesterday.
Come on, step on the monkey! Get the monkey! Get a free pass! Get the monkey!
In a horrific case of stuffed animal abuse, several beer-drinking, not wine-sipping, Giants fans pummeled a hapless rally monkey, the Angels' trademark mascot. The brutes invited passersby to join in. Many did. It was hardly an elitist liberal activity. Rough and tumble Northern Californians, tolerance and diversity in Orange County. With long-held stereotypes being challenged, you might wonder why don't the people of the two regions simply say, why can't we all get along? Also, many insist the very real regional battles over water rights and culture and politics are being waged more on an east-west front in California rather than north-south. San Francisco and Anaheim are both part of a coastal corridor, having more in common with each other than with the mountain and farm communities in the eastern part of the state. But with passions inflamed by baseball, at least this week, there's no reasoning with people like Dennis Newsholm, who lives 30 miles south of San Francisco in Redwood City.
We actually would vote for splitting the state in half and letting those guys go down there, and we'll take all our water and we'll stay up here.
After last night's big win by Anaheim, confident Southern Californians might be inclined to say, fine, take your water. We'll end a 41-year drought by ourselves when the Angels win the World Series. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.